Okay, so we're in Hilchos Brachos Paraches, and we're up to the question of various the non bread foods, meaning everything other than bread, what brachos you make on them. So now we're going to get into some more specific cases. The Rambam in the earlier halachas laid out some of the principles, overall principles, and now there's the famous exceptions or question marks when it comes to certain types of foods. So the first example he has is in Halacha Hay. What you'll also see from here is you'll also see to some extent a little bit about how the system of brachos works as a whole. What do you call it? He says as follows. He says, "Hakanim hamasukim shesochten osan umevashlin me mehen ad sheikafev yidmele melech." Okay, so he's talking about sugar. So what happens is sugar is made from sugar cane, and he's referring to those sweet sticks. And what they would do is they would cook it, and it made little crystals that look exactly like salt. So the question is, what bracha do you make on eating sugar cane? So kol ga'onim omrim shemivarchan alav borei pri ha'adama. Right. So all the ga'onim say that you make the bracha of borei pri ha'adama on sugar cane. Okay. Note, by the way, it's important to recognize he's referring to the Gaonim, meaning those Gaonim previous to him, not from the Gemara, meaning that there were cases of foods, let's say, that were, I won't say discovered, but foods that the Gemara doesn't take up specifically, and the Gaonim step in and say that the brach you make on it is Borei Pri Adama. But he says, Umiksasam Amru Borei Pri Eitz, but some wanted to say that you make a Borei Pri Eitz on sugar cane. So notice there's a machlokas. And that's historically was the case. So we should be familiar with the term motzeitz. That's like mitzitza, which is unfortunately still done today by bris. So mitzitza referring to sucking out. So there are those who would suck out the cane juice from the cane, from the sugar cane. So you make a borei pri adama. So now the Rambam says, Vani omer. The Rambam says, I think, right? I say, she'ein zeh pri. So he says the sugar cane is not considered a fruit. So you should only make a shahakol on any of the juice or the sugar you get from it. Why? Right? So we saw the case of date honey before. Okay, by date honey, where you take the dates, you don't really change them too much, right? You certainly don't cook it. But from dates, you can extract date honey. And what bracha do we make on date honey? We make a shahakol. And that's, what do you call it, pre-Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, when it comes to sugar cane, which requires heating up to make the sugar, so certainly there, we should also make a shahakol. So note, it's interesting to note historically that the Rambam is saying Vani Omer, which even though it's clear that many of his, what do you call it, predecessors disagreed and would have said a hadama on such a thing. The Rambam used the svara. He said, it makes sense to me to say shahakol. And he was comfortable with that. And it's an important thing to understand because today, the idea, now, I'm not going to go on a rant, so don't worry. But today, the idea of precedence in the halakhic system has taken such a strong hold where the idea of someone saying Vani Omer going against, so to speak, the precedent is unheard of. Rather, what we do is we collate together the vast amount of sources that exist and try to come up with some type of conclusion. But in the times of the Rambam, that's not what you did. I mean, obviously the Rambam was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but the Rambam said, that doesn't make sense, this makes sense. And he didn't care about the fact that there was precedent. He cared about if the concept made sense to him, that's what he would do. So even if the Gaonim paskind to make a Borei Pri Adama, if he went through the Sugya and it came out to him that he should make a Shahakol, that's what he would do. So in my opinion, it's unfortunate that we don't have that same type of halakha courage today. Okay, halakha vav. Now these two cases in halakha vav come from the Gemara. Hakor v'hu rosha dekel, shu kamo eitz lavan, mivarach la betchila shakol. So on a palm tree, which remember we get dates from, so there was a part of the palm tree, the top part of it, which was actually edible, okay? But it was like, whatever, he calls it like eitz lavan, like white wood. But the point is that it was an edible part of the palm, other than the dates. You make a shahakol on that. Kafir Shatzalef. Now that's the caper bush. The caper bush is another case that the Gemara loves because the caper bush has two edible parts to it. Okay, it has the leaves of the caper bush are edible and the berries are edible. Okay, so the Gemara says so Kafir Shatzalef Mivarach Halal Berpi Adama Meisha Eino Pri. Right, so on the leaf part you would make a hadama. Vavyono Shatzalef Hein Hapri Shehein Katsuros Tamarim Dakim Katana Mivarach Halal Berpi Eitz. So on this one object, this one caper bush, there were two brachas you can make. You can either make a hadama on one edible part, in other words, it's edible, but it's not the pri, and then a different bracha, bar pri eitz, on the little berries that were, what do you call it, that were formed from it. So that's also, again, it's an interesting case because it's one food item that has either a hadama or eitz, depending on which part you eat. Halakha zayin is also important because that's the issue of spices, right? A pilpulin, the hazangvil, so that's fresh peppers and fresh ginger, bisman shehein retuvin mivarach lehem berpi adama. So when they're moist, okay, when they're in a like let's say, he's not talking about red peppers. He's talking about peppercorn. So when they're in a moist form, you make adama. Avaluation once they dry out, ain't unim bracha lo lifneim v'lachareim, neshehein tavlin ve'ina ocha. Okay, so they're considered spices. You don't make a bracha rishona or bracha achrona on spices because they're not considered food. What are they, ultimately? They're considered tam itself, meaning all they are there for is to give flavor. So that's their only function, so therefore they're not considered a food at all, even though you are eating it. So any food that is inedible, okay, I mean you could not, you're not able to drink, eat it, or drink that you're not able to, that's not roy for drinking. You don't make a bracha before or afterwards, okay? So if a food, I know it's kind of contradictory, but if there's a food that you're unable to, that's not roi for eating, okay, which you could argue, therefore, is no longer a food, there's no bracha to make on such a thing, okay? But the more important one is by spices. You don't make a bracha on. And that second point is basically saying that just because you put something into your mouth and swallow it, and even if it has some nutritive value, it doesn't by definition mean it is food. Okay, halacha ches. Okay, now a couple detailed cases of how shahakal works. So hapash ifsha vayayin shehikrim v'tavshol she'avrat surasso v'anaval shehen pagin v'asheichar v'achometz v'agovai v'amelach v'akamayim v'apitrios. Okay, so you have a lot of different examples here. But basically, to get the underlying common denominator, just as an example, you have bread that's gone moldy. Okay, so you have certain types of foods, okay, where they're spoiled, okay, but they haven't. They're not. They're still roi la'achila. Okay, meaning they're something that's still edible. But they've lost their They're spoiled. So they're no longer they're no longer in their normative eating state. And then you have other things like salt or mushrooms, which are foods that kind of fall out of the normal category of fruits and vegetables. On all these things, akul mivarach achila shahakol. Okay, so on all these, you make a shahakol. Every time you make a shahakal on something, you always make a bar nefashos, a bracha achrona. So anytime there's a bracha achrona required, there's a bracha rishona required as well. Okay, now we get to wine. Okay, so just as a little background, so the way wine was made was that there was like wine concentrate, so to speak, or the very wine essence, and then it was diluted. Okay, so the Rambam's going to explain in Halacha Tesh, Shmarim Shnatan Aleim Shlosha, V'Hotzi Mehen Arba, Mivarach Aleim Bar Pir Gafin. So if you take, wine essence, okay, and you dilute it with three parts water, so now you get four total, you make a guffin on that, Shezei Yain Mazaku, because that's considered diluted wine. Hotzi Pachos Marba, Afapi Sheish Mehen Tam Yain, Mivarach Aleim Shakol Tchila. But if it's less than that, meaning if it's too concentrated, you actually make a shahakal on something like that. So today that doesn't come up because our wine is normally diluted. But if that weren't the case, if it were yayin chai, undiluted wine, you wouldn't make necessarily a bar pir gafen on that. Okay, halacha yud. Okay, now comes the mess ups. Okay, which definitely can happen. So one type of mess up is you make the wrong bracha, right, on a fruit or vegetable. So for example, berach ha'peros ha'ilan, borei pri adama yatsa. So if I made a hadama on an apple, am yotze. So again, there's a hierarchy in brachos, which makes it unique in the sense that if you imagine brachos are a pyramid, so shahakol is at the bottom of the pyramid, meaning it's all inclusive, and then on top of that is adama, a little smaller, and on top of that is ha'etz, and then branching off of that, you get to the more specific hamotzi and a gefen, and underneath hamotzi you have mizonos. So if I made a hadamah is inclusive of ha'etz, so you'd still fulfill your obligation. However, thou payrus ha'adamah, bor pre'etz, lo yatza. But if I said bor pre'etz on a carrot, I would not fulfill my obligation because bor pre'etz is a more specific bracha, so it wouldn't work for the vegetable. So again, if you just think about that pyramid, the broader the bracha, the more inclusive it is, the more forgiving it is if you mess it up. Valkula mean bira shakal yatsav, if you love pasla yayin. And again, if I accidentally made a shahakal on bread or wine or any food, I'm yotze. Okay, so that's always important to remember. If you made a shahakal on your apple, it's fine. You don't have to go make another bracha. You should not make another bracha again. That's one type of mesa. Halach yidalf is another one. Okay, lakach koshal sheikhar biyada. So let's say I took a glass of beer in my hand, okay, or scotch, okay. And the hiskol habracha, almanas lomar shahakal. And I said to myself, I picked it up, and I said, I'm going to make a shahakal. Okay, so you know the bracha to make on beer. You pick up the beer in your hand. You're ready to make your bracha. You know you're going to make a shahakal. Vita, the amar bor priya gefen. And what happened? What came out of my mouth was the bor priya gefen. Okay, so it's not that I didn't know which bracha to make. Okay, I did know which bracha to make. And my intention when I picked up the beer was to make shahakal. And this happens. And as I'm making the bracha, what comes out instead? Bor priya gefen. Ein machzir noso. We don't make you go back. We don't make you go back. Okay? Because the intention you had was to make the correct bracha. This is different than halacha yud. Halacha yud was, I didn't know the bracha, let's say. I thought the bracha to make on an apple was a bor priya adama. This is different. This is where I knew which bracha to make. It's just the wrong bracha came out of my mouth. In that situation, we don't make him go back. Vechein im hayu lefano peiros aretz. So let's say he had a pomegranate in front of him. It doesn't matter about that. But anyway, he had a carrot in front of him. V'hiskel ha-bracha al-manas lomar b'rapi ha-dama. And he knows the bracha to make in a carrot is a ha-dama. But what happened? V'ta v'amar b'rapi ha-eitz e'mach zirin oso. But what accidentally came out was a ha-eitz. You don't make him go back. V'chein im ha-yu lefanav tashol shel dagan. Let's say he had a cooked grain dish. U'pasach al-manas lomar b'rapi mine mizonos. And he knew, he had in mind to say mizonos on it. V'ta v'amar ha-motzi yatza. And he said ha-motzi instead, he still will be yotze. Why? Okay, mivnei shebishah shehiskres Hashem amalchus shein ikar bracha, because when he said the Shem Hashem at the time of saying the bracha, lo niskavein elo lebracha haruuya looso hamin, he had in mind to make the correct bracha for that specific food. That was his kavana. The hoel v'lo haya beikar bracha tos afa pishita besofa yatzav emachzirin oso. So ultimately, there was no mistake in the ikar bracha, because what's the essence of every bracha? The Shem Emachus, right? Rather, he just made a mistake at the end. So because of that, we don't make him go back. But the key element here is that, what is Kavana? His Kavana was to make the correct bracha. And since that was the case, we don't make him go back, okay? And that leads to Halacha Yud Beis, which expanding this idea, Kol HaBrachos Ha'ilu, okay, it's another important halacha, in the Stapek Lo Bahem, in Birech O Lo Birech, so all these brachos, remember, these are all Durabbanan brachos. In any of these situations, if you're besuffic, whether or not you made a bracha or not, right? Let's say I had an apple and I'm not sure if I said a bracha or not. So if there's ever a suffic, if I made a bracha or not, I don't go back and make a bracha again. Okay. However, and this case comes up all the time, especially with kids. We all know this case, right? You forgot and you put food into your mouth and you didn't make a bracha. And there's that uh-oh moment. Like, what do I do now? Okay? I put food in my mouth. I forgot to make a bracha. But I remember once the food got into my mouth that I forgot to make a bracha. So what do you do in that situation? Im hayu mashkin bolon b'varach aleihem b'sof. So if it's a drink, you swallow what you drank and you make a bracha rishona. So you can still make a shahakol. Okay? Vim hayu peiros, let's say they're fruits. She'im zarkon yumasu. Okay, let's say they're fruits. So let's say I put in my mouth, as he's going to say in a second, a grape. Could go in tutim v'anavim. And the thing is that if I would take the grape out of my mouth, it would be disgusting, okay? So what do? Misalkin letzad echad, okay? You push them to one side in your mouth. You kind of take your tongue and push it to one side. Umivarech, you make the bracha. V'acharkach bolan, and then you swallow them. So if spitting out the fruit would be, in other words, it would be disgusting, meaning having them outside your mouth, they're like in a disgusting state, then you would push them to the side of your mouth, make the bracha, and swallow them. V'im ein anem masen, right? You could go and pull them, v'afunim, right? But let's say they don't get disgusting. Like, let's say, for example, like peas, okay? Poltan mepiv, you would spit them out of your mouth. So you would spit out that food, okay, and then make the bracha, and then go back and eat it again. So to put it in different examples, if you started chewing anything, okay, anything at all, you would not have to spit out what you chewed to make the bracha, because it's disgusting, right? But let's say you put like, I don't know, like an almond in your mouth, and you didn't start chewing yet. So in that situation, you would spit it out, and then make the bracha, okay? Okay. Halachic Gimel, also another important one. This is the salad case, okay? Hayu lefanav, let's say you have in front of you minin harbe, okay? So you have in front of you on a plate different types of food, okay? Different categories. Im hayu birchosein shabos, mevarach al achas mehem, upotres ashar. So let's say I have on my plate meat, chicken, and fish. So I make one shahakal, and it includes everything. So if I make it on the piece of meat, it's going to include everything else that shahakol on the plate. Vim eim birchoseim shavos. Now, let's say the brachos are not shaved. Let's say I have a piece of meat, some apple, and a carrot. Okay. Bevarachol kol achas men bracha riyolo. So you make the appropriate bracha on each min. So if I have a plate in front of me of meat and carrot and vegetable, carrot and apple, I would make a separate bracha on each one. Veizem ahem shigirtzel lahaktim maktim. Now, which order do I go in? I go in the order of that which I desire most. So whatever if I have in front of me meat, carrot, and apple, and obviously you want the meat most, so you make the bracha on the meat first, okay? Now, what if the situation is they're all equal to him? V'im eina rotsa bezeh yoser mizeh. Let's say he's apathetic. He likes all the foods equally. Im yesh beinam echa meshivas aminim. Now we default back to a hierarchy. So the normal way you approach the brachas you make on various different foods is based on what the guy likes. But if that's not the case, so what do? You fall back on the chashivas hierarchy. So what's that going to be? So im yesh beinam echa meshivas aminim, olav hu mevarech tchila. So if one of the foods is one of the seven species of fruits from Eretz Yisrael, let's say it's a pomegranate, you make a bracha on that first. V'chol ha-kodem b'pasuk kodem b'bracha. Within the shivas aminim, whatever comes first in the bracha is more chashiv. Interesting idea. So Eretz Chita, Sara, Geffen, Teina, Rimon, Eretz Zeh, Shem, and Udvash, that's the order of chashivas as well. There's a reason why God picked that order. V'ashiva hein ha-amurim b'pasuk zeh Eretz Chita, Sara, Geffen, Teina, Rimon, Eretz Zeh, Shem, and Udvash. Right? So you go in order. So for instance, if you had a Teina and a Rimon on your plate, I made the same bracha. But let's say, whatever, if you had a Teina, you make a bracha on the Teina first, because that is Shiva Saminim. Udvash zeh udvash tmarim. Of course, the famous thing about in the pasuk, the dvash there is the dvash tmarim. The hat tmarim, kodmin la'alan avim. And what do you call it? Dates themselves come before grapes. Shehat tmarim sheni la'aretz, va'anavim shlishi la'aretz. Because in the pasuk, right, the tmarim are second, in the second eretz, they're second, whereas Geffen is the third. So if you look at the way the pasuk is split up, it's eretz, cheretz, eretz, chita, sar, geffen, teina, v'rimon, that's five, right? We'll ignore chita and sar for now, but geffen is third from that eretz, whereas dvash is second from the second eretz. So that gives dvash more of a prominence, okay? Okay, halacha yedalet. Abracha achas shehim ein shalosh, shal chamesh saminim, shal peiros, shal yayin hi, shal mini adaga. So there's one bracha that is made for both the, for one bracha, overall bracha, that's made for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, for wine, and for grains. Okay, that's the Be'en Shalosh. Except that, Elosh ala peros, the only thing is you make a change. When it comes to fruits of Eretz Yisrael, hu omer ala eitz v'al pri eitz, v'al tu nuvas ha-sadeh v'al eitz chenda v'chulei, v'al yayin hu omer ala gefen v'al pri gefen. Okay, so in those two brachas, you start off with the theme of fruits when it comes to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, or wine if it's on wine. The chosav b'shtein al aretz v'al peiros, but you would make the bracha at the end would be al aretz v'al peiros. V'imaya b'eretz Yisrael chosav al aretz v'al peiroseya. And Teimanim and the Grunix always actually say this lashon. If it's the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, you would end up by saying, if you're in in your Eretz Yisrael, al aretz v'al peiroseya. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you'd make al aretz v'al peiroseha, because that's what it's referring to. And then he says, v'yesh mi shemosiv bracha shemein shalosh kodem chasima. There are those who added before the end of the chasima of mein shalosh ki kel tova meitiv atashu mein bracha revius. So if you recall, Main Shalosh only has in it themes of the first three brachas of Birkas Hamazon. Bracha Revius, which is a Tova Meitiv, doesn't exist in our Girsa today, but there are those who thought that you should have mentioned that fourth bracha as well, so they would add that in there. V'yesh v'sh'omer, sh'omer sh'lo tiktu bracha Revius al Birkas Hamazon Mavad. And then there's those who say that no, they only put in, bracha Revius, only the Birkas Hamazon itself. Okay, Lacha Tesvav. Shasa Yayin v'achal t'marim. Okay, the achal tafshel shachameshes mine dagan mevarach brachrona. So let's say a person drank wine, ate dates, and had a wheat dish. Okay, what do you make a brachrona? Baruch atah Hashem Kolam alamicha v'akakala. So alamicha comes first. V'al gefen v'apir gefen. Then you include wine. V'al eitz v'apir eitz v'al tnuvas asadeh, etc. Okay, and what you make a bracha at the end is v'chose baruch atah Hashem al aretz v'al micha v'al peiros. Okay. So that's what you would do if you had wine and you had dates and you had mizonos and alacha tesvav aval imachal basar. But let's say you had meat v'shasa yain and you drank wine. So mevarach b'sof azeh b'fnei atzmo v'zeh b'fnei atzmo. So at the end you would make each separate bracha achrona. So you'd make a bracha achrona on the basar and you make a bracha achrona on the yain. Achal te'enim o anavim v'tapuchim agasim v'chiyotzim hen. Mevarach b'sof bracha achas mein shalosh. Okay, but let's say I had grapes and figs, and let's say apples. Then I could make one bracha of the mein shalosh, right? And that would include those fruits as well. V'kulalas akol v'nei shekulam peiros eitz v'chein chol yotze b'zeh. So again, what the Rambam's, it's an important point. The Rambam's explaining that when it comes to shahakol and let's say peiros aretz, so there you have to make a separate bracha achron on each one. But when it comes to fruits, so shiva saminim or chameshes minim, those are modifiers of fruits. It means they're more chashiv fruits. So therefore, I can include in my apple to make one bracha achrona. I can rely main shalosh for my apple as well. Okay, so let's start parak tests. We'll do a couple lachas here, and then we'll stop for Shabbos. So now we're going to deal with spices, okay? So this is a little less familiar because we don't really handle smelling spices much. The one time that we know it weekly that we do it is Motzei Shabbos. Outside of that, it's not a very common thing. So this may not be as intuitive, but it's important to know these halachas. So in halacha Aleph, he says, "Kashem she'asur l'adam lahanos ma'achal mashka konim bracha." Just like I cannot benefit from a food or drink before I make a bracha on it, kach asur lo lahanos b'riach tov konim bracha. So too, I cannot benefit from smelling something before the bracha. Okay, so v'ketzad mevarach al reach tov. Okay, so how do I make a bracha on something that smells good, which we'll qualify later on? Im haya zeh sheish lahariach eitz o min eitz mevarach borei atzei besam. Okay, so if it's from a tree, meaning if it's a branch, let's say a stick, okay, as an example, you make borei atzei besam. Okay, v'maya esev o min esev, so which was like an herb. Mevarach borei isfei besam. V'im lo haya min eitz lo min adama kigon hamor shehu min achaya. So let's say it's not from an herb or it's not from a tree, meaning it's not like the wood itself from a tree. But let's say it's like the fragrance from an animal, as an example. Mevarach borei minei besamim. So that's when you make a besamim. Okay, borei minei besamim. Vim haya pri, haroi lachila, kagon esrog o tapuach. Let's say a person, this is an important halacha. If a person smells an esrog or an apple, if you come to smell it, right, you have to make a mevarach shenasan reachto beperos. That's a real bracha like that. So be careful. If you want to smell like an orange or a fruit, you have to actually make a bracha shenasan reachto beperos. However, v'akol im amar borei minei besamim yatza. So again, just like the system of brachas by foods, there are specific brachas for different types of spices, right? Depending on how they originate. But ultimately, there is a catch-all which is borei minei besamim. That's the shahakol of besamim. Okay, But you see, there is specificity that exists by spices as well. Okay, whoops, I went a little too far there. Okay, lacha beis. Ein mevarchen ala mugmar achatale timraso. Okay, so let's say a person wants to burn incense. So you don't make a bracha on the burning of the incense until the smoke rises from the burning incense. The case of mevarchen alav. Now, what bracha do you make on the burning incense? Imayaz ad nisraf shenason reach ma'etz. Mevarchen barayat yebasamim. So if you're burning something that is wood tree based, you make an atzei besamim. Vimaya isev isev besamim. And if you're burning like an herb, then make an isev besamim. Vimaya mimin chaya kiyotzeb mevarchel alav brayim besamim. And if you're burning incense that came from from an animal, so then in that case you would you'd make a mina besamim on that. Okay, let's stop here.